This is Tasha, Justine, and Tashina bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Hey, listeners, we are back for a new Monday.
Happy Monday. And we have a guest.
Hello, y'all. Stairs in the house. How y'all doing? Thanks for having me. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, he just introduced himself.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
Okay. I mean, you stopped, so I was like, yo, I just took the opportunity to
no, nothing wrong with that.
Initiative. Cool. Yeah. Mm. Difference between a man and a boy.
Just don't pump him up. No, I'm just kidding.
She be hating, y'all. She be hating.
So where you from, Des?
She was hating pregame too.
Oh, Tasha, where you from?
Where I'm from, Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nice cold weather.
Nice cold weather.
No, I'm being sarcastic. That's why I moved down to Atlanta.
It's like, I never
heard. Oh, so you live out here?
Yeah, I live in Atlanta.
So the weather today is like regular to you. It's like summer today, huh?
Nah. I mean,
I literally just said that today.
I mean, cold. Just because I lived in Buffalo don't mean I like the cold, though.
I mean, we from New York too. It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah, but you know, Buffalo, different kind of cold. We get feet of snow, y'all.
Yeah, that's a bit a lot.
You grew up in Buffalo too?
Mm hmm.
Oh,
interesting.
Buffalo.
Mm.
Don't know if I could do it. Just saying. Now, I never drove to a place and was still in the same state 8 hours away. It made no sense to me. Like, I didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasted 8 hours of my day and I'm still in New York? Yep. Bro, what's up?
I mean, basically, you're in Canada. You're closer to Canada, though.
I'm not in Canada, though.
But you're close.
No, I'm not Canadian.
You're close.
I'm close, but I'm still not there.
If you hear Justine and Des right now, this is why he was saying that, you know, pre-recording of this stuff, we was going back and forth because...
She was violating.
He just got that personality that makes you want to argue with him.
No, she was violating.
I got that in like the 5 minutes of engagement.
Yo, Tosh, don't believe her. She was trying to violate me. Like, she was like, so your name's Des? Oh, that's short for something? Like,
because we just said somebody else's name who shall remain nameless on here.
Oh, okay.
They will know who I'm talking about. But, and he just said, I wouldn't go by that. I would just go by whatever my first name is.
I love how you got hurt. That's dope.
Well, that's best friend vibes.
You so loyal.
I mean, if your best friend don't have your back like I got my best friend's back, then you need to check that.
He definitely got my back. Okay.
You see this, Tasha?
We both know you got my back.
What is the topic for today on Get Out of My Head, y'all? What's up?
I'm just saying.
What are we talking about today?
We had him on here, so wanted to, like, you know, gear our questions towards this, but he just be arguing people. Okay. But was this a conversation? I don't know where I got this from.
We had it yesterday.
No, I mean, before you and I had the conversation, had it somewhere else. But, like, you know that the saying where they say, like, men know right away in, like, I don't know, minutes, seconds, whatever you want to call it, of dating someone or meeting a woman, that that's going to be their wife. So I just wanted to know. Is that true?
I've heard that saying before.
Man, no.
First of all, I just want to ask, where did y'all hear this saying from?
Well, I've heard it before. I've heard it from, like Steve Harvey. I've heard
all right,
Steve
now, like, let's
iterate that a lot.
Listen, guys, because I heard it from Steve Harvey, too. But niggas is paraphrasing a little bit, because the nigga ain't say minutes. He ain't say... But he definitely did say that in 6 months that you would know, that a man knows.
Six months?
Yeah, that's valid.
I don't feel like I heard 6 months. I heard it was like right away. No. Maybe it's not Steve Harvey, it's from someone else where it's like you know right away.
I mean, I've heard women know right away whether they want to give you some. I know that.
I agree with that.
I've never heard, right away.
We've had that conversation.
She said, give him something. That's what she said.
She said, give him something. Like, have sex, you know, right away from meeting someone that first interaction, whether or not you're going to have sex with them.
Yeah.
All right. This is two different questions, though, because I got some.
Now, I think that I think, well, I don't know. I think a guy, I mean, I'm not a guy, but I just think that, you know, even to say that a man would, you know that he wants to marry somebody. He probably knows, but it's just like not a thing that I feel like is a smart thing to do right away at 6 months.
Nah, he don't. That's crazy. Nah, I disagree.
You don't think he knows?
Nah, he don't know.
So how long does it take you?
It depends. It's subjective. Like, it's a very subjective question. So it's like, I could say for me, I know within 6 months, I'm going to be like, okay, like, I could do this long term. Mm-hmm. Marrying wise, I don't really know you until like maybe a year or two later because we ain't really gone through nothing in 6 months.
You know, how long do you have to date someone before you realize like that you need to take it to, or that you want to take it to the next
stage? It depends. I haven't really had nobody serious like that, so I don't know.
No one serious?
No. None last past maybe a year. So I already knew like, yeah, it's probably not going to last.
So it was more like a fun thing, not a love thing?
Nah, it was like a love thing. I wanted it to be long term, but it's just at that point, you try to stick through something. You're like, yo, I want this to go somewhere, but it's not changing. You can't really stay with something past a year, waste my time, waste your time. That's true. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, at what point am I going to keep staying and you're going to change? It's not going to happen. I don't want to change. Okay, change. You just who you are. So,
I get what he's saying. He's saying that he shouldn't. You can't change someone.
Oh, no. I'm not saying. I understand what he's saying. That's not what you're saying. It was her fault.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. That's what I'm getting.
It wasn't her fault that she wasn't, like, what I want to be with long term. It's not her fault. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's not anybody's fault. It's just a preference of what I want to be with long term. She just wasn't that. And it takes a while, especially when I was in college, that was, like, it's hard to tell, like, when you got football practice and you're doing all of this stuff to be like, okay, I can really sit here and look at you. Oh, this is what you do when we go through something. Oh, this is what happens. Oh, do you really go to your faith when something's going on, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, when you really going through stuff, that's what I say. Then I start to see who you really are. And that's when I can determine, okay, I can see me marrying you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That didn't happen immediately in those 6 months. You know, but at 6 month period, I was like, okay, I can see it's going a little further. But after that, it's like, okay, once you get to a year, it's like, okay, now I can make a determination. We probably went through a little something at some point. But
okay, so 6 months is not enough in your eyes.
Nah, definitely not. You don't even know somebody after 6 months. You don't even know somebody after a year.
Yeah, I know people get married within 6 months.
Yeah, but see, I don't know if you ever truly know a person, like, ever. Because we're always constantly growing, evolving, changing. Like, do you ever truly know a person?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think you do know a person. Not to say that we don't continue to grow, but when you are with someone and you are in a partnership, you guys are then growing together. So it's not individual growth anymore. It's growing together when you become, like, because I get what you're saying. You're saying, like, okay, if I marry this person within a year, then I still am evolving. But then y'all are one.
I feel like the growth becomes
together.
You hear people where it's like they've been together. Because I don't know why. You go through the person that you are now will be a different person years from now. It's like stages in your life or different parts of it. And you hear people say all the time, like, oh, we grew apart or like grew differently. I know that things that like I would stand for or just like how I showed up in a relationship was different. The younger Tashina that was in high school, college, is completely different than the person I am today. And I think, you know, you want to say that we're growing together, but like,
yeah,
you know, I've never really been a fan of that statement, you know, and people saying that in a relationship, like, you know, we grew apart, like, or, you know, I mean, I guess I just never grasped that concept because it's never happened to me before. And I've dealt with people, you know, whether it be even just regular, just friends and then, or being in a relationship. I've never really understood that. Like, what do you mean y'all grew apart? Like, I mean, if y'all are in like, I'm maybe young, super duper young and then growing and y'all like different things, but I don't really understand that.
I think it's, for me, it's because I've always only done long-term relationships, right? Like, you get to be with me during, or the person got to be with me during different phases of my life, right? Like, when you are in high school, you're in college, your priorities seem to be different, right? I think my very first long relationship, I was thinking about, from everything I was growing up, what I wanted to do. Like, I'm going to college, I'm doing this job, doing all this different stuff. And I had someone that was there. But I don't think I was thinking about stuff as a partnership in no high school, college. It became after that in other relationships where it felt more like a partnership. But even that, people's like, your priorities change. Like, there's a time in my life where I'm like, oh, I want to focus on my career. There's a time in my life where I'm like, no, I want to focus on the relationship. So it's still changing. And because I'm changing, I can't expect those two, like Des said, to change someone else. Sure. So you want different things at a point in your life.
Yeah. And then that's not
growing apart. That's like a fucking disagreement, and y'all get to y'all at a crossroads because y'all, somebody is not feeling like that it's important enough for them to make you, what you want, a priority. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think that, I don't, you know, I'm just thinking about just relationships. I don't want to speak about what I've, you know, seen in movies, seen on TV. I'm talking about what I've seen around me, physically, in front of me, and myself. None of us are, it's hard to talk about the grow apart thing, because none of us have been in relationships where we have grown apart from the other person. It's never been that. It's never been that. The reason why you broke up is because the nigga was doing some shit. And he's not going to stop doing that shit. That's not about growing apart to me. When people say that, it's like, we didn't have no other issues in no other area, but it's just, we couldn't agree on this. So that was the end of that. No.
I don't agree with that, though. I feel like there's stuff, I'll take it at this, because I don't know if you've also, I'm trying to recall, like, something where a relationship as that long, I think of it even in terms of your friendships, where you can grow apart from your friend. People come into your life sometimes. I think that's something I had to learn for myself for different reasons, different seasons. And maybe for this point in time, while I was going through that, you hear about people that got really, really close to someone in maybe a short amount of time, a long amount of time, but this is your friend now. And then as life goes on, you start speaking to each other less and less and less, to the point where y'all may not speak at all anymore.
Yeah, no, that's I can't say that, because that's never happened to me. I might say, yeah, we grew apart. Some fucked up shit happened. I didn't like your reaction to what happened. And that's what happens for me with friends. Something happened. Mm-hmm. And whether you were wrong or I was wrong. Something happened and we stopped talking to each other. That's not growing apart, bitch. We had a disagreement. Now I don't fuck with you no more.
Yeah, I kind of feel what Tashina's saying, though, because especially from a friendship standpoint, because when you feel like you're going to a certain place and that person, you know, for whatever reason, not their fault, but they have a different mindset of thinking, you have to kind of, you go eliminate that person from your life, because you're going in a whole different direction. Right? Prime example.
I think we're just saying the same thing. I'm just looking at the technical. You know what I'm saying? I know it doesn't have to be, but it's hard for me to speak from that standpoint, because that's why I say I don't agree with that, because I can't really, it's hard to speak from that, because I've never seen that happen before, where everything else was good with the person, and because y'all don't agree on one thing, nobody's gonna compromise, neither one of y'all. Come on.
But it's not even, I think that's the part of it. It doesn't have to be a disagreement about stuff, right? When you think about this and listening to your teachers in high school, where it's like you meet your long-term friends, that you're like people friends that's going to be your friends for the rest of your life in college or like after high school. There are people that I were like friends with in high school. People I saw all day, every day, hung out with all the time. And you couldn't tell me today that we would not still be friends. And they didn't do anything to me. My life just took one direction. Your life took another direction. If we speak to each other every now and then, I'll maybe.
Oh, it's about a name thing then. Yeah, apart. I guess, you know, shit. I mean, I just don't take it like that. It's like, what do you mean? Right. You're apart. Anyway, people that I was in high school with.
I see what Tasha's saying. People who went in high school.
But it's all the people same.
That I was friends with in high school.
It's a little different.
Like, that I was friends with in high school with, and then I'm not really, really close with anymore. Like, we don't talk every day. We don't talk all the time. We probably speak through third parties, or we only speak on social media. You're still my friend. You know what I'm saying? You can say why y'all still not close. I guess it's going to be a difference between friends and relationship when we're talking about this, because.
I mean, I just said that. Des and Justine said no. I feel like to some extent, breaking it down to high school was to get to the very, very basic thought of it, notion of it, so they were all on the same page.
But I think that Tasha's also saying like growing apart. Her reference is not the friendship growing apart thing. Her reference is more like the relationship, like my dude and me. Like, we're not growing apart. Like, in a long term or husband and wife status, like, you know, you hear people say like we grew apart, but for me, I don't think that's personally me. When I get married, I can't foresee myself saying like me and my husband grew apart, because I know marriage is going to be tests and trials and tribulations, and it's how we choose to go through those things, because you're going to be tested. So I think I agree with what Tasha's saying about that part, that aspect of it. She's saying like, no, nigga, like, we ain't grow apart. Like, that's my man. That's not a terminology from my
like, what do you mean? That? Oh, we have an issue here? Like, that's the only, that's, that's what I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying? But y'all just, I think it's just really like neutral on the way y'all saying it. It's not like.
But it could also be like what a lot of people do is settle for the wrong person, right? Because they think just because they got a good person, you know, they're going to stick long-term with that person. It doesn't mean, like, they're not willing to work it out. They're literally crashing heads with this person because their mindsets are completely different, and they ended up settling in a relationship that they should have never been with in the first place. So I think you can look at that from a bunch of different standpoints. Mm-hmm. So in that way, I think you could grow apart because you probably shouldn't have been with that person in the first place, right? Because mm-hmm. your mindset told me in the beginning, this is not going to work, but I stuck with it because it's like, oh, man, I'm with a bunch of, you know, whatever you want to call it, fuck boys, or I'm with a bunch of girls that was did me filthy, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Like, and now I'm like, okay, I finally got somebody that treats me decently, but it's not somebody that's going to measure up to what I want in a woman. And by then, you 5 years of marriage, you got kids, and how many people do you know is going to leave that situation? Mm-hmm. You know any? Yeah.
You? It takes a very strong person. Right.
And there's not a lot of people out here that's built like that. Mm-hmm. So again, you know, I think that comes into play also.
You said something earlier, though, too, which I found interesting. I, like, commanded it, but found interesting. Were you like, oh, it was a year. I'm sitting here like, oh, not this and that. So I'm just going to walk away. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't. Also, speaking to what you just said, I don't feel like people tend to do that. It's like we try and stick it out for so long to the point that you are, like, basically hating the other person.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, before you walk away.
Like, we're,
So how did you make going into your business though too, but like realize that
I'm open book. Ask me, I'm open book. Go ahead. It all came from honestly my very first relationship. Like mm-hmm. I stuck around way too long. Like mm-hmm. she was just really pretty, mm-hmm. really great athlete like me. I was like, damn, like, you know, this is some loving basketball type shit right here. Like, she's the best athlete in her school. I'm the best athlete in my school. I'm about to go D1. She about to go D1 and. Mm-hmm. Like, it just was a mess. Two different worlds. I'm from poverty. She's from, you know, rich area. Mm-hmm. You know, like, she don't realize the color of her skin because mm-hmm. her parents, she grew up in a very great situation. My parents were broke, mm-hmm. you know, like, but they did what they could. So we just came from two different kind of mindsets. I just stuck around because of, you know, the sex was good. She looked good. And all my homies like, yo, she looked good. I didn't understand my value. I was too young, mm-hmm. you know. And then, like, after, I was like, I promised myself. I was like, I'm never going to feel like this again. Like, I'm never going to stick around for 3-4 years with somebody going back and forth mm-hmm. with somebody ever again. Like, I don't know I had to understand what my value was, and I'm still building that and understand what my value is, but now I understand, like, okay, I'm not wasting my time. Like,
how old are you?
If you ain't about it, if you don't have that kind of mindset, it's over.
How old are you?
I'm 28. Okay.
What? I just asked the question. Wow. Shut up. I'm dumb. I am just
Oh, man.
I mean, he does. That's why I was, like, asking of it, too, because I truly do feel like we just be, I'm saying we, I know I'm guilty of it, too, just sticking around, just for the sake of sticking around. Even hearing that part with, like, talking about marriage and, like, no, we're not growing apart. It's a bunch of other stuff that happens.
Because a nigga could hear the stories about my ex all you want and how I stayed around for all that time. I'm not doing that. That's mm-hmm. it's like, what's up? I'm not gonna do that at the, you know, right away, but nigga, I'm not about to be sitting around for no 6, 7, 8 years waiting for somebody to talk about somebody I want to marry.
Nah, he didn't want to marry you, he just settled.
So how long? That's why I asked, but you was like subjective. So I guess it could be subjective.
I definitely like, think that I feel like if it takes that long, but 2 years at the most.
I was going to say that. That's crazy that I was going to say that. I feel like.
No.
That's valid. Yeah, that's valid.
Because I think at that point, you're
going
to go.
And it's not even about going through things. It's not. I mean, obviously, you want to. You do want to go through a little bit of a financial thing.
I want to go through.
A little bit of a financial bit. I want to see what you are when your finances is low, mm-hmm. when your finances is tight, and it's, you know, money's tight. I want to see how you move. I want to see how you move when you tight and I got you so pissed off. I want to see how you're
gonna say that. How do you see,
you know what I'm saying?
When we get mad at each other.
That's really what it is.
Like,
and when there's no money. That's when the money is when money is tight, you will see a different man. If you really got a real man, you're gonna see a different man.
because he's going to be like a different type of angry, because he's not mad at you, but it's just like money ain't flowing how it was supposed to or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, 2 years is a short amount of time to have to go through periods of being financially unstable, and not even only
those things. It's like, you know, I don't mean like dead broke, but just see how you just seeing how a person is about just their money. That's important.
How do you manage?
Yeah, man? Like in 2 years, I'm gonna know that. Like, can you keep up a place on your own, nigga? Your lights ever been off? Your phone been off? Like, I need to. Your insurance relapsing? Like, what's up? Like, I need to know what all those things are. Like, when we going out? When we going to hang out with each other? What you got on? How you looking? Is your hair cut all the time? Like, I have to make sure it's just like a number of things. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think.
You sound like you got a list. You got a list of stuff you're looking for, Tasha?
There you go. You want to name some more stuff, Tasha? What's your list looking like, girl?
I don't have a list. I'm just saying.
You listed out four different things and then said you ain't got a list.
I'm just saying, I feel like you could see that in 2 years. In 2 years, at least, we got to be at least discussing, you know, that at least you should know if he wants to marry you. And not even you that, like, I want to know that I can marry him. I can know that in 2 years, and I want a nigga to know that about me. I'm not trying to make a nigga wait 2 years to realize that I'm a wife material. Like, that's not supposed to happen in 2 years. That's supposed to happen well before that. And I just want to feel like he got to show me that he's husband material as well. But I feel like anything longer than 2 years, what are we talking about here? I think it's just because I'm just ready to like build my life and travel and do this shit. I love y'all, but you know, I'm tired of just going on vacations with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love y'all.
It's
where
you at, right? It's like, where you at, right? So that's why I say it's like, man, subjective. And it's also like, from her point, it's like, finances is important, but for me, as long as you show open-mindedness to learning that, that's cool. What's most important to me is emotional maturity and how you are mentally. Because, okay, what's going to happen when you get mad, you know, something happened at work, you come home, start cussing me the fuck out, calling me all this crazy shit. I communicate with you and tell you, yo, don't talk to me like that. Mm-hmm. But you keep doing it repetitively. That's going to cause a deeper issue than finance. Because if you're open to understanding and going to some kind of seminar or stuff like that, we can work on that. But if you have no kind of emotional maturity,
yeah, so you can't really. It's a lot of trauma that people be dealing with within themselves. So you're right about that. But that's what I was saying. Like, also, like, you know what I'm saying? Seeing a person when they're upset.
Word.
You just made me think of something too, Tasha, because I feel like I heard this somewhere, right? Like, I don't want to say conflicting things, but hear that you should leave your past in the past and shouldn't bring up like your past relationships in your new situation. But then I was also talking to someone else where it's like, just like what you said, where everyone's going through their own past traumas, insecurities, whatever the case may be, that it is also important with the person that you're now dating with for them to know what like deep trauma or issues you're still dealing with, to just know how to handle you or know like where certain stuff is coming up and how you're showing up. So what do y'all think? Leave the past in the past or... not really talk about the relationships, but talk about and be open about.
I want to know every single thing that went on in my nigga life. Okay, tell me all the stories, all the funny stories. Oh, you know what I'm saying? The funny stories that happened to you, the crazy stories that happened to you, the stuff with your ex-girlfriend, the stuff with your mom, the time your grandma beat you that time. I want to know all that stuff. Tell me everything, because I feel like it gives me a better understanding. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I don't have to just come back at you like that, because if you're talking to me a certain type of way, or maybe I said something that might have triggered you or something, or something might have happened that might trigger you. I know you, so I know why these kind of things, you know, bother you. And even if, especially when it comes to their previous relationships where a girl has hurt them, men are different with their feelings. So you gotta know, you gotta like, they don't really want to talk sometimes. So you sometimes gotta pull those things out of them, and that's how you get it. Cause I want to know everything. Tell me all your stories, all your ex stories. Yeah. What that bitch do? She crazy. I want to know everything.
I mean, that's valid, because that depends though, like what kind of man you dealing with. Because me personally, like if we going through something, we have that moment to talk about it, I'm going to tell you, yo, this is what happened before. This is why I don't like you saying mm-hmm. certain things when you get mad at me, whatever. I don't mind talking about my feelings. Mm-hmm. So I guess that could also be portrayed in our community as being a bitch, right? Because now you like, it's conflicting areas. So I'm like, okay, I want to talk about it, but then like, how often should I talk to you about it? Because then it gets used as something in the relationship later on down the road. Well, you sensitive nigga, you doing this, that, and the third. Like from my experience, it's not every person. It's not every person
wants to talk to you when he's most vulnerable. That nigga will talk to you just about everything at that point. And when a nigga just want to talk to you, that means y'all niggas could just chill together. Y'all could go hang out somewhere together. Y'all could stay in a crib together more often. Those people that have those kind of close knit relationships where y'all talk about a lot of stuff, your nigga just likes to be around you, especially when they get older. You know what I'm saying? Girls that just be like, ew, no, he acting like a bitch. Why you telling me that? Nah, nigga, tell me everything. Tell me everything. You feel some type of way? Please tell me.
Word.
You want them to be...
I mean, I do agree, though. I think you should talk about those things.
I hate that women do that. You do. I feel like we've already, at this point, like, when I was younger, I probably would talk like that. Like, this nigga, you know what I'm saying, feeling soft. Yeah. But now that I'm older and I know more, like, I have way more knowledge just about my culture and the Black community, we know that Black men have always been taught not to be, you know, any type of, not sensitive, but
They can never express their feelings.
Exactly. They're not allowed to. And they feel like they can't. Right. Absolutely. So it's like, now that we know that, it's our responsibility as women to accept them when they come to us that way and want to talk. Mm-hmm. You know, so when they be like, oh, no, why they this nigga acting like this?
There's a lot of things in our community. Yeah.
And that's why our men who are raised by, like, you know, it starts at a kid, like a young age. Like, you'd be like, oh, you a boy. You boys are not supposed to cry.
Because
that boy's going to turn into a man.
Yeah.
And then if he's feeling like he wants to cry, then you portray him as weak. Like nigga, you crying?
Or, see, I didn't have that issue, though, because in my household, it's just different. I was blessed to have a dad that wasn't like that. He cried in front of me. He told me real men cry. Yeah. He told me that, like, yo, expressing your emotions doesn't make you weak. It makes you more of a man. Mm-hmm. A man expresses how he feels. Right? Yes. So seeing that example and then going out into the world, going to college and doing what I was doing, and then, like, females like, fuck is you? Why the fuck you telling me how you feel? I'm confused.
They're confused, though, too.
So, like, then it was like, okay, I had to come back to the drawing board, talk to my homies and talk to people in my circle. It's like, yo, man, it's not you. It's just most niggas ain't doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, most dudes don't have a dad that's telling them, teaching them that. Okay. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Like, you just stay cool how you've been. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. And that's why emotional maturity is so huge, right? Because most chicks that's around, most women around my age don't really want, like you was talking about, like, don't really understand what they want or know what they want. And a lot of guys either. That's rare, right? But when you start getting in your 30s and you're like, yo, like, I'm trying to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but a lot of people still, like, I mean, and that's dope because you're thinking like that, because a lot of people in their early 30s still ain't thinking that way.
That's true.
I know people in their mid-30s are still like, yo,
fuck, as a woman, no, you gotta... The clock start ticking. You gotta think.
Yeah.
There be women. There be
women. Women that's.
I ain't gonna name no names on podcast. I know
personally.
I'm talking about you. Yo.
Out there, like, not ready to settle down.
That shit is like my question is like, people who are not ready to settle down, like, for real, like, what, like, especially older ones, like ones that's like younger, but you, like, you in your 30s, you know, or even in your late 20s. For real, what are you waiting for?
It comes
I really need more towards like 30s, you know what I'm saying? Because I can remember being in my 20s, like, you know, and just really knowing what I know now, I probably should have waited a little bit. But, you know, I think just as a grown person, it's like, why you still want to be running around?
They ain't get tired yet. I mean, shoot, one of my family members waited till he was damn near 55.
I mean, men sometimes, but I feel like they don't have that biological clock ticking at the back of them. So it's like, to me, it'd be more understandable from like the man's point of view.
I don't think it should be that way because, like, it's a double standard. Like,
y'all don't have, men don't have eggs that you're worrying about.
Yeah, but it's not about so the eggs, though. Time. The Bible says enjoy your life while you're young. And then that's what, I mean, I don't know. So it's like,
In my opinion,
that's why I said subjective, because in my opinion, if you're gonna wait till you're 40, why are you getting married at all? Because that's not what God intended for. But that's not what you believe in, then don't go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my opinion. Because since I've been young, I wanted to find a wife. I mean, obviously, everybody has their little phase in college or whatever. Cool. But since I've been at least 23, 24, that's only how I've been dating. Looking for that. Looking for a partner.
You have a list of two, what you're looking for in a partner?
Yeah, but I'm not going to explain that on the podcast.
You said you were
I was supposed I was holding some stuff. I was supposed to hold.
If Robert Ron back, you said you was an open book.
Listen.
All right, what's the top three?
Don't put on numbers.
I will give five.
Give five.
All right. Obviously, I already mentioned one: emotional maturity, spirituality, family oriented. We talked about this a little about you earlier, but in two things that, like, obviously, my godfather explained this to me. So, like, a lot of times when we look at careers, we want it so finite. We like, okay, I want this job. I want to be a doctor. I want to work with athletes and be specific, right? So, like, this is gonna sound dumb, but I want my girl to like sports.
That doesn't sound dumb though.
Yeah, but some people, like, in their top five, they think about all this deep shit, like, oh,
you're trying to really find a friend in your companion, and that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, my best friend. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Changing narrative. It's not dumb. That's just your preference.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
This is the first time you was nice to me in my whole time.
I'm gonna hold on to it.
And five, like, somebody that likes to play board games and like doing adventurous things. Mm-hmm. That's an open mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's with that.
Mm. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua. I'm missing dads here, okay?
Come correct, bro.
So I'm putting you on the spot, though, Tasha, though, you have like three that you want to put out there.
What am I looking for?
Oh, man. Justine, why you think too? Because I'm not. We put Dads on the spot. Really? Do you have a list?
You're the only one that's going to answer the question?
I don't have a list.
You don't have a list?
Justine.
I don't have like a checklist.
Justine. Tasha, do you have a list?
I do. Wow. I mean, I do, but it's long.
No, the guy is the only one that has a checklist.
I don't want to prioritize it. That's what it is. I don't want to.
You don't save your girls.
He has to be able to. I want a communicator. Somebody that can communicate well with me.
Okay.
Patience is like number one thing I need. I'm a very
patient person. He felt like it was silly for him to, you know, want his companion to have to be interested in sports. Like, she likes sports and she likes board games. Let's name weird things that's important to us.
We gonna name some weird things, but I'm gonna tell you guys, especially now that you're
single. Oh my God, she's trying to twist that. No, Natasha, you good, bro.
She good.
She nice. she's like, see, like, he was talking about how he thought it was silly. What's his name? Nah.
Oh, no, I mean, nah, I'm giving you and Justine homework, though. No. You and Justine have some homework to do.
Communication.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Justine.
Of course, you gotta, like.
I do have a list.
You have a list. That's like husband problem. Okay, like husband. Yo. Like, okay.
Yeah, no, that's a problem. Wow. That's a problem, Justine. As y'all are dating, right?
Because I don't sit down and be like,
you need to start off with the list, though.
So with your career, right? You did that, right? You detail every piece of information that you want for your business.
With my career,
I did.
With your business, did you not go over everything?
With the business I'm in now, no.
You didn't.
This is so bad, but I kind of like winged it.
Damn.
And I'm just.
I tried.
I mean, that works out sometimes.
It works out sometimes, but it doesn't. So don't do.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Don't do what you see on TV now. Okay. So. I didn't really do a checklist of things.
I'm gonna need for y'all to write out a list, though. That's what I'm saying. Y'all keep, you know, trying to bring us away.
Oh, yeah, no.
So, how do you feel about your homegirl?
I want to be. My man has to be family oriented.
Okay.
He has to be family oriented.
That's no. I need y'all to have a real list. I need you to have a list.
You said to name three. I'm gonna give you three.
Right out of 11 things.
I have three things.
No, that's why I'm giving you homework.
I can give you 11 when it's next week, but I can give you three right now.
I don't know.
Don't do that. Don't do.
Like a lit. Like
all right. So Justine.
Let me say my three. What the fuck? I can give you 11 next week, but I'm gonna give you my three right now. He has to be family oriented. That has to be important to him. He needs to be financially stable, like preferably someone who had their own business and is running their own business successfully. I really would like someone who has their own business. And God fearing has to be important. That's gonna be my
Amen.
Okay. Damn, I forgot right, about I forgot about good sex. Good sex. I said good sex too.
All right, Justine, you're on the hot spot.
Okay, so communication is big. Patience is also like key
because
I have a lot of patience, a lot of patience, even for stupid shit. Dang, I don't really
You can't think of one thing.
Yeah, I mean, he has to be, like, of course they got to be financially stable because of where I am. And I hate to say that, too, because I always
don't hate to say it. It's just your reality.
That's my reality. And
never apologize for your value.
They just got to come, like I said, financially correct. They don't have to make as much as me. I want my nigga to make
more than me.
Yo, Tasha.
I'm not even about to sit here and play with you.
But I need more.
You need to have more money than me, and it's not even for nothing else, but just because. Why? If I'm gonna ask for one, nah, you got to make more. That's just my preference. Like, I want a nigga that can spoil me, and it's not even because you have to or nothing. It's just the fact that you can. It's just a turn on to me. Me and my nigga could go half on everything, but the fact that he just has more, that means, and I got the right nigga, he gonna do what, you know, things for me with that money. I want a nigga with more money than me.
They gotta be funny. Like, they really do gotta make me laugh. Cause if, like, you can't make me laugh, then it's no point, bro. I work a lot, and I'm always, like, a stressful job. Like, I need to laugh after work. Like, I want to be in the good spirits all the time. Of course, you don't have to go to church, but believe in God. Know how to pray. Because you got to know how to pray. Because we need prayer. Prayer.
So I'm a little list brewing, but I do need you to actually write it down.
All right, I'm going to write my 11 things to list together.
I know what I'm looking for, like... If I don't see those qualities, then nigga, I'm out.
No, but that's why you have to write it down. So as you are dating, I think that's a piece of it too, right? Be like, I know I'm bad about it, but like, I'm going to say you are too, because I feel like we're alike, but giving people chances with stuff, right? But as you're dating someone, looking at the qualities of what they're showing off, if that does not align with your list, it is okay to just cut them off. They are not meant for you. I feel like we try and give people chances. And, like, inevitably, it's going to end up the same exact way. So that's why it's important to be grounded in who you are and what you're looking for.
And I've also, like, before, the person that just seen before didn't live by the same. But the same now, when a person shows me who they are the first time, I believe them. You don't get a second chance to fuck me over, I'm just saying.
There
you go.
When you show me who you are the first time, you believe that person the first time. There is no, because that's who they are. And you got to be either willing to say, like, I'm going to deal with that, or I'm going to walk away. Because you can't change it. Sorry.
All right.
You up? Oh, no, I was going to end the podcast. I have my list. So to have to choose three out of that is asking for a lot, because I need all 11. Need
five,
my business, not just I think I'm not sounding shallow, but I've been on dating, so I do need to be physically attracted to the person. I need someone that is ambitious and driven. I feel like I've been asking God for that, and I've been getting that, but I need them to also be able to make me feel like a priority and put in me first. I need someone who is family oriented, someone who is financially sound. I don't want to just say stable, like, you need to be business savvy and make me feel secure. I feel like I'm very, I don't want to say controlling, but a bit. And it is hard for me to allow a man to lead, but I do feel like men are supposed to lead in the relationship. So I need for you to show me that you are worth me putting my life in. Justine said something?
Yo, her face. Her face.
But I'm listening, like, those are good things.
That's fire, though.
That's a few.
See, a lot of women can't do that though. But again, until you eat,
you gotta show. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be able to show that. And so,
because what am I following? Because if I'm following nonsense, then no thank you.
I've had a lot of, like, I've had, not a lot, but like, I've had complaints in past relationships about me not allowing the man to lead.
He was weak.
Yeah, I didn't feel like it was, you did enough for me to allow you to leave. And I know that I'm capable of doing so because I've dated other people. I mean, I've even made it to a relationship where I said to myself that I would trust this person. Like, I would trust whatever path it is that they decided to.
Yeah, because it's seriously just about the person. I know niggas have said the same thing to me.
That's like, another podcast.
Oh, yeah, you know, Tasha, you just think you're the man. You could tell everybody what to do, and you could tell me what to do, and you don't listen. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to listen to you and what you tell me to do.
Well, he shouldn't be saying listening. He said communicating. So this is the word, how he's wording it. Like, yeah, because now you're talking to me like I'm a kid. That's not necessary. We're partners. Communication, not you don't listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I say that to say that, you know what I'm saying? It was just simply because, you know, it doesn't matter how much I feel like I think I love you. If I don't feel like you're worthy for me to be like, all right, whatever he say, then I won't. You know, it's just dependent on that person.
Yeah, you got to show me that. Yeah. Okay.
What's your deal breaker?
And then you got to come back with another podcast. It was really nice having you.
You got to be another. Gotta come back.
It really was. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Wait, hold up.
I thought we were gonna be arguing the whole podcast. This vibe you've given me when I first walked in the door, that we was gonna be arguing.
No.
The whole podcast.
Nah. Yeah. You alright.
Oh, thank you.
You alright. You cool.
I'll take that as a compliment because he wasn't being very nice to me. So thank
you.
But I am very
dope, Edmund.
This was nice.
Thank you. It was a dope being on the show. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all dope.
We try.
We will talk to y'all next Monday.
Thanks, I sure remember what day
it is. I told y'all I was going to smoke at the beginning of this podcast. You know where I'm at.
Oh,
next Monday. Heard
already,
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in
for this episode.
Just seems energy is a little low today, y'all. But
I'm sorry, listen. I did not have a good day at work today. So excuse my energy. I'm normally bubbly, laughing, but it's just one of them days, like Monica would say.
It happens.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm here though.
All right. Bye.